1100 KFNX, Arizona's talk station. It's time to declare your independence with Ernest Hancock on KFNX's Liberty Blowtorch, AM 1100. Freedom's the answer. What's the question?
Hey! One man, one goal. One mission.
Yeah, what's the mission here on 1100 KFNX, Arizona's talk station, with the 50,000-watt Liberty Blowtorch? Goes all the way from northern Arizona past Sedona to south to the border. And we got like 90-plus percent of the population tuned into this show. And they should be. You know why? Because we're always talking about freedom here on 1100 KFNX on Declare Your Independence with me, Ernest Hancock. One thing before we get into our guest today, let me go ahead and it's going to be Sherry Jackson. She is a former IRS agent that wants to talk to you about should you be paying taxes. Well, I don't know. I don't think so. Somebody's taking my money away from me without my permission. I call that theft. I don't care if you got a shiny badge, a clipboard, and a gun. You know, a shiny piece of paper with, you know, a nice little embossed signature on it that says, we're here to take your money without your permission, redistribute it for all these noble causes that we say are more important than you taking care of your family. Right off the bat, I'm thinking that's a bad idea. Well, we're going to be talking to Sherry about that. Tomorrow we have the Goldwater Institute. They have a new, well, it's still part of the Goldwater Institute, but it's a different department. It's regarding constitutional studies, and they have a gentleman that's coming on, Mark Brnovich. I'm sorry, let me say that. Yeah, Brnovich, I think that's how you say it. He's going to be on tomorrow representing that. He's the new director of that department of the Goldwater Institute, and we're going to be talking a lot about what he's going to be taking on during this 2004 election cycle. Yeah, you know, the Goldwater Institute, I remember them having a piece that report, one of the columnists there, came out, and they said that while the Goldwater Institute should be considered a lobbying entity and limited in what they can say, and the reason he gave was because their papers that they put out and the influence that they have was so great as to affect legislation, so they should be regulated. Wow. Well, that's probably a compliment. Then Wednesday, we have Kevin Bloom and Ken Power. They're doing a project called the Port Watson Project, which is they're purchasing a Caribbean island, and they're saying, you know what, we're not even going to try and change everything. We're just going to start over out here in the middle of the ocean, and we'll just go be free. How about we just try that? What the heck? Well, we're going to talk to them about that. That'll be interesting. Then Thursday, we have Mary McGuire. She is the associate director of the Declaration of Independence Road Trip. Now, I've been critical of this Declaration of Independence Road Trip, you know, one, because, you know, who else is going to be critical other than some libertarian that's about freedom, that understands the Declaration of Independence, the spirit of it, why it was, brought about. I mean, the whole basis of it was, you know, this is what happens when you don't get what you're asking for. When the population says, hey, we tried this voting, we tried redress agreements, we've tried petitioning the king, we tried, and I'm sorry, now we must acquiesce in the necessity and take up arms. Well, you know, the Declaration of Independence has as much to do with voting as the Second Amendment does with duck hunting, and they've wrapped this Declaration of Independence tour all around voting. It has nothing to do with voting. So we're going to be talking about that. I want to know who's behind it, who's the sponsors, because I went through the tour here at Arizona at the Capitol building here, had a lot of cooperation of government. That should be a, you know, tip-off right there. And they had these paperless touchscreen voting machines there. And I'm going, wow! Yeah, I see where this is going. They're going to be using the Declaration of Independence as an excuse to enslave you, you know, with a floppy disk. It's a lot easier to take over a country with a floppy disk than it is with a tank. So we're going to be talking about that. That'll be interesting. Friday, we have John Turner. Now, John Turner, again, you know, we're going to be talking about the income tax. Now, here we have Sherry this week, and the reason we have Sherry and John the same week is because this weekend we have the Freedom Summit at the Grace Inn. Go to freedomsummit.com, and that gives you all the information on that, and it's a seminar that goes Saturday and Sunday. We do this every year about this time, and it's very popular, and we're going to be having some great speakers there, including Congressman Ron Paul, the Objectivist, King, Nathaniel Brandon. We have, Boston Tea Party. You know, he's written quite a bit about the IRS, and a lot of other speakers. Just a great lineup. Now, Now, after the summit on Sunday, the room is being rented out from us by another group called We the People. Now, of course, their focus is the income tax. Now, the admission to that is free. It's a Grace Inn over in Ahwatukee. You take the Elliott exit off of I-10 there, and it's right there. And Sunday afternoon, they're going to be talking about the truth behind this. Now, truth, wow, you know, that's it's hard to come by these days. And I want to talk about one thing before we get to Sherry on that. Tonight and tomorrow, CBS, Dan Rather, they're going to be doing a two-day segment on homeschooling Monday and Tuesday. Now, this report is expected to focus on a handful of child abuse cases over the past 5 to 10 years involving presumed homeschoolers. Now, what they're trying to do, you know, people are just bowing out of the government schools. They're just saying, no, I'll take care of raising my children, thank you very much. Well, what they want to do is they are going to try and demonize homeschoolers as much as they can. They already have. But what they're saying is that, you know, if your neighbor is homeschooling, well, he should be suspected as a child molester. You know, I find that offensive. And the biggest reason that people are taking their kids out of the government schools is they don't want the state to molest them. You know, molest their minds, and if you want to do by, you know, percentage, I'm sure you can find enormous amount of them being physically abused in various ways, and parents are the parents of their children and not the state. So it might be worth watching just for grins and giggles. Now, today, let's go ahead and go. We got Sherry Jackson. Sherry, let's go ahead and I'll let you introduce yourself and give your history on this issue and why we should be listening to you.
Thanks a lot, Ernest. My name is Sherry Jackson. I am a certified public accountant, a certified fraud examiner, and, as Ernest said before, a former IRS agent. I was an IRS agent from 1988 to 1995, where, at that time, I was the Gestapo queen. I went out and did audits on small businesses all the way up to medium-sized corporations.
And the reason was, they said, let's call in Sherry. We want you to go do an audit because we didn't get enough of their money. We want to prosecute them. We want to send a message. What was the reasoning behind having you go do these particular businesses?
Well, the reason that stated is that they wanted to collect the correct amount of tax due.
Now, what do you think is the correct amount? Is it, you know, you're talking to a libertarian here.
Were you talking about what I thought then or what I think now?
Well, even then, they had to get, see, when you have the machine of government and they have the person with the shiny badge and the clipboard and the gun, eventually, it always comes down to a gun eventually.
Right.
When they have you going out to these people, you know, you have to be armed with at least what you perceive to be a justification for going, or otherwise you're just a mercenary. Yeah, pay me enough, I'll go say whatever you want me to. But I would think that you at least had some kind of justification in your own mind that you were doing the right thing.
Right, I did. I thought that every income taxes, and they filed a tax return, and maybe they didn't put the right numbers on there, and we needed to go out and make sure that the numbers were right. I thought that I had the authority to do that, and found out a whole lot different later on.
Well, then how long did it take you before you found out? I mean, the second you found out, you said, I'm not doing this anymore, or did you continue to do it a little bit longer? I mean, just, we need to know, once you found the light, did you cure yourself right away, or did it take you a little while?
Well, different than Joe Bannister and John Turner, I had already left the IRS before I found out about the issue. I left in 95. In 1999 and 2000, I started hearing people say, I don't think we're supposed to pay the income tax. I keep hearing that there's evidence that we are not responsible for the income tax. And I didn't immediately jump on the bandwagon, but, you know, I've always been an open-minded person. I was taught that way by my parents. And I didn't do the research at that time, but eventually I had to get down to doing the research. Now, We the People Foundation put out a full-page ad in the USA Today on July 7th, 2000. And within that ad was a $50,000 reward by a guy named Bill Conklin. And this reward basically says you can get $50,000 if you can prove that American citizens are responsible for paying the income tax. And at that point, I really wanted that money. You know, I'm an ex-IRS agent. I have my codes and regulations right here in my office. I can do this. So I pushed everything else off my desk and started this research because I wanted this $50,000. I said to myself, oh, after tithes and offering, I'm going to pay off a car. I'm going on a nice vacation. You know, I really had it spent in my mind. I'm going to write him a pretty report on cream paper and lot it up. So a couple of days later, I said, okay, this is going to take a little bit more time. This is going to be a little bit more complicated than I thought. So I put it down for a couple of days and finished up some other projects that I had going on and picked it back up. And sure enough, 2 weeks later, I was sitting at my desk thinking, oh, my God, we have a problem here.
Well, what was it that, I've heard this too, I mean, there's a lot of people, and I've had a lot of guests that have talked about this, and in general what happens is, they say, you know, the way the income tax was formulated, it's, they call it the voluntary income tax, so that, you know, you kind of wonder right there. It's voluntary right up until somebody puts a gun in your mouth and says it's not. But the one thing that I want to make sure is that why is it that they just don't change it? You know, I've asked that question. I go, well, okay, so let's, you go and you look at the letter of the law and it says, no, you're not responsible. Then I'm going, well, why don't they just change it to make it where you are? Well, you know, we're coming up on the first break. Let's go ahead and take that break. Think about that. When we come back with Sherry Jackson, she's going to explain to us how it is that, excuse me, that the law says what it does, and why don't they just change it? You know, is it be admitting something? Well, I don't know. We're going to find out here on 1100 KFNX, Arizona's talk station, with a 50,000-watt Liberty blowtorch here on Declare Your Independence with me, Ernest Hancock, and someone that declared her independence, Sherry Jackson, a little bit late. We'll be right back.
Here's your current KFNX weather forecast.
Good afternoon, Arizona. This is Kaja Brown with your 1215 update. Looking around the state, 69 in Flagstaff. Down in Tucson, it's 84. Up in Prescott, 72. Here at the KFNX studios in downtown Phoenix, 88 degrees.
You want to have lots of energy, lots of stamina? You want to feel good? You want to sleep better, feel more rested and refreshed when you wake up? B-Cap. I learned a long time ago from Ronald Reagan about bee pollen and bee products. I've been taking them for years. When I forget to take them, I notice a loss of energy after a period of time. They really do give you energy. Bee products from B-Caps. Good stuff in the beehive, the food stuff. You have pollen, which is just loaded with protein and B vitamins and folic acid. You got B propolis. Propolis is nature's premier preventative medicine. Honey, which is a delicious food loaded with all kinds of nutrients, and royal jelly, the queen's secret to longevity and productivity, energy, stamina, good health. All of these benefits from B-Cap, the first ever product available. All four B products from the hive available in one caplet for just $19.95. Have more energy naturally. Order B-Caps today. Here's the number, 888-700-3101. Order B-Cap, 888-700-3102.
Are you tired of listening to pro-government people babble endlessly about the virtues of government? Are you yearning for some pro-freedom intellectual discourse? Well, you're in luck. A top-notch pro-freedom weekend conference will be held in Phoenix at the Grace Inn in Ahwatukee on October 18th and 19th. Details are at www.freedomsummit.com. The Freedom Summit is a forum for the vigorous and peaceful exchange of ideas about how humans ought to interact with each other. People recently introduced to the concepts of freedom, as well as lifelong supporters of freedom, are encouraged to attend. This year's speakers include objectivist author and professor Nathaniel Brandon, United States Congressman Ron Paul, former presidential candidate Harry Brown, economics professor Hans Hermann Hoppe, author Vince Aprinowitz, law professor and author Butler Schaefer, author Boston Tea Party, and several other dynamic and engaging speakers. Discounts apply for registrations received before August 1st. Go to freedomsummit.com. For details, freedomsummit.com.
Breast cancer. New tests can detect it earlier, but what simple things can you do to decrease the risk of breast cancer? Tune into the Dr. Sam Show, brought to you by Humana, and find out every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday evening at 4. I'm Dr. Sam Benjamin, and I'll be speaking with you and the nation's experts about health issues, lifestyles, alternative therapies, and more. That's the Dr. Sam Show, every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday evening at 4 on AM 1100 KFNX.
Have you ever dreamed of hosting your own talk show? Have you ever listened to talk shows and said, well, I can do a better job? Right now, KFNX is looking for talent to host one of our new talk shows. If you think you have what it takes, call 602-277-1100 and talk to one of our executive producers. Live your dream today. Call 602-277-1100.
1100 KFNX, Arizona's talk station.
You know how lucky you are, boy. Back in the U.S., back in the U.S., back in the U.S. at all.
Yeah, you know, that was one thing that was of interest to me is when the Soviet Union broke up, we had the KGB saying, we want to be feared as much as the IRS now. We want to control. We want to have this, you know, legalized theft. We want to do it like the United States government does. Look how much money they're making. You know, well, that's exactly what's happening. And they use fear and intimidation to do it. Might as well be called the KGB. Well, Sherry, go ahead and tell me, you know, finish your story. I mean, you started doing the research a great deal. You saw this advertisement. You were an IRS employee. I got my books here. I'm going to make me $50,000 right on. So,
that's right. I went for it, and I got the codes and regulations out. I got on the Internet and looked up things and got the Internal Revenue Manual out, and I figured out, okay, this is a problem here. And you know, you have a thought process. People have a moral thought process that they go through. And I also found out at the same time during my research that the Federal Reserve is not federal, no more federal than Federal Express, and they were collecting $36 million an hour in interest from the American people. That's what's called the national debt. So the IRS is collecting this money. They're like the bouncers for the club. And they're collecting this money for the IRS, and I'm thinking to myself, wait a minute. If I'm writing them a check at the end of the year, or if they're taking out money out of my check on a weekly or monthly basis, that money's going to the Federal Reserve, which is a privately owned, non-auditable banking cartel. And since they're collecting over $30 million an hour in interest from the American people, they're collecting money for children that are not even born. They're great-great-great-grandchildren because they already have enough money. So am I going to give my children's money over to the Federal Reserve children's children's children? Oh, no. And that was it. I mean, that was the line right there. That was the line that I crossed because I refused to do it. So, you know, I've been looking for someone to tell me and show me that I'm wrong using the law, which is the codes, the regulations, and the Constitution, not some court case where some lawyer was parroted by some judge that was parroted by some other lawyer saying that what we're saying is frivolous, because that's not what the law is.
Well, you know, when you do go to court, you're going to tax court. Now, in tax...
including the authority to investigate and to receive information as to all matters relating to such regulations. Now, I found out later on in the Internal Revenue Manual itself, which I'd never read, that these project commissions come in two kinds. One is an enforcement commission. One is a non-enforcement commission. Now, the Criminal Investigation Division, which I was not a part of, carried enforcement commissions. Those are the guys that carry the guns. Well, those pocket commissions ending in A, like mine, were non-enforcement pocket commissions. I didn't have any enforcement authority. I was out there on the front lines flipping his badge out with no authority. So I just got angry, and that anger turned into, let's educate everybody. So I just became a staunch educator. I go out and I educate as much as I can with the law, using the codes, regulations, and the Constitution, showing people what the law says. Somebody said a long time ago, the best place to hide something is in a book. And as most of you know, the Internal Revenue Codes and Regulations, they're volumes upon volumes. There's stuff hidden in there and moved around from the way it used to be so that you won't know that you don't owe.
Well, let's get into how it really works. Now, we had Joseph Bannister on. He was an IRS with the CID, had the badge that you're talking about. And then when he did the research, you know, he goes to his superiors and says, you know, I question our authority too. You know, I'm doing something. He heard someone named Debbie Kidd on a radio program. He did the same thing you did. He went and did some research, and he found out that, you know, even he didn't have that authority, or felt that the income tax was voluntary, or didn't have under the control, or did not justify the theft that was done to the people that would say, hey, you know, my income is not taxable, and they were right. So he goes, you know, I asked my superiors this question. Immediately, they're like, well, your services are no longer required.
Right.
So what happens? I mean, you know, you're right. Let's say you're right, Sherry. You're right, you're right, you're right. And, in fact, right now, they have many people are putting forth these arguments just from the information that you're giving. I mean, we the people are educating a lot of people. And I, throughout my activist years in the past 15 years, this is what I know. The people that they go after are not the ones that generally are saying, yeah, I'm not filing. You know, kiss my butt. Come find me in Wyoming somewhere. Well, those aren't the people they go after. It's the ones that are teaching them. Those are the ones that they target, and they have not been answering the questions. And now, just in the last few weeks, I've seen from the IRS, they said, okay, you want an answer? We're going to answer with law enforcement. What they're saying is they're going to answer with a jackboot and a gun.
Right, and, you know, you have to make a decision of whether you're going to get in this fight or stay home. You got to come big or stay home. This fight is not for the weak. If they're going to come at us, you know, you got to make a decision as to whether you're going to stand up. Now, what I have done as an activist is put together an 18-month plan to eliminate the IRS. You want to hear about that?
Absolutely.
Okay, I'm going to go through it briefly because I know we don't have a lot of time. But I don't know how many people know about Lock and Rose's video called Theft by Deception. This video, you can get it at theftbydeception.com. This video is only 88 minutes. It explains why we don't owe and how we got tricked into thinking that we owe, and it uses only the law. This video should be in every American household. Now, when you get a jury, and there's at least one person on that jury that's knowledgeable, then the person's not going to get convicted because you're going to have a hung jury.
Well, we've even had that. We had Bernie Kuglin on here.
Yes.
She was a Federal Express pilot, went through the
right.
process. The government
right.
made the mistake of bringing her into a criminal court
right.
where you actually do get a jury instead of this tax court, kangaroo court, as you put it.
Right.
Exactly, an accurate description. So you actually get before a jury, and they look at it, and they go, not guilty.
Right.
Well, do you think they're going to make that mistake again and start bringing people up before criminal juries?
Well, in other words, they're going to have to stop doing that. They're going to have to stop criminal prosecutions as people become aware. And also, as people become aware, we're going to have another Boston Tea Party. You know, how did this country get started in the first place? We have come full circle. They have dumbed down the people of the United States through miseducation, the government fool system, and the television. You people are watching WWE SmackDown and the practice and all that. We're not paying attention to what's really going on. And this is all by design. So as the people wake up and take the shells off their eyes, they're going to revolt.
In what way? They're going to go out and vote?
No. No, we're not talking about politics. See, the Democrats and Republicans are in the same bed, and they're screwing us all. That's not going to work. Bill Clinton is the same as Bush, is the same as everybody. It's not through the politics. It's going to be back through the people again. We are the people. This country is supposed to be run by the people, and the people have abdicated their responsibility to the politicians who are in the bed with the bankers.
So you know, I'm not as pessimistic as you. I mean, I'm pessimistic in the idea that it's going to get a lot worse before it gets better.
Right.
I'm pretty much concede that. But, you know, I don't really feel that people are actually turning over their power to the government as much as they would have you believe they are. You know, out of 100 people, you know, of the people that are eligible to vote, the people that register to vote, then the people of those that actually vote, and then the winners of the election, you're down to 11-15% or so that actually determine everything. And I don't have faith in the computer counted, tabulated government has some private company doing the counting for you, and you can't see the source code on the county. So I really don't have any faith in the vote total. So I'm not looking at voting is really going to be the solution or that it's been the problem. I don't believe that people are as dumb as they want you to think they are, and the smarter ones have just said, you know what? I'm not supporting the system that is devouring me. How about I just stop giving my sanction? I'm not voting anymore.
Right, and people are going to say, I found out that the income tax is being misrepresented and misapplied to me, and I'm not going to stay on the plantation. I'm going to get off the plantation. That's what's going to start happening. So we're going to have change because, see, in the Constitution, we have imposed excise duties and tariffs to run the company. This is supposed to be a limited government.
Yeah, and we'll talk about that. We're coming right up on a hard break. I apologize, Sherry.
Okay.
We're getting into the meat of it. You know, getting into the meat. We're going to have a good time with this. It's 1100 KFNX, Arizona's Talk Station, and we'll be right back with Sherry Jackson, a former IRS employee who tried to make $50,000, proving that it was valid, and found out it wasn't. We'll be right back.
Good news on the Information Radio Network. I'm Steve Sawyer. President Bush says every aspect of American culture owes something to the influence of Italian Americans.
On a day when two more U.S. soldiers were killed in Iraq, the president paid tribute to those who have died there and elsewhere serving their country.
People are willing to sacrifice for the country they love. They remember the lessons of September the 11th, 2001, and so do I. Something we should never forget.
The president's comments came as he marked Columbus Day, and he stressed the contributions Italian Americans have made, especially during wartime. He singled out men who were killed during World War II and the Vietnam War, as well as New York's fire chief who died during the attack on the World Trade Center. Jerry Bodlander at the White House.
This is news on the Information Radio Network.
Here's your current KFNX weather forecast.
Good afternoon, Arizona. This is Kaja Brown with your 1230 update. Current statewide temperature 69 in Flagstaff. Up in Prescott at 72 here at the KFNX studios in downtown Phoenix, 88 degrees.
If you didn't tune in for the Rick Bloom Show, here's what you missed.
Senator Kerr, let me ask you, how many games Red Sox over the Yankees? Oh, boy, I'm taking the Red Sox six games, and we're going to win.
Senator John Kerry
from Mets. This is the year.
Listen Monday through Friday at 6 a.m. on KFNX.
Tune in to On Second Thought with host Mike Newcomb every Monday through Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. Mike takes a progressive look at politics and current events. It's On Second Thought every Monday through Friday evening at 5 on 1100 KFNX.
If you have a business that's growing, you need ways to reach the clients you want. If you have started a new business, you need to establish yourself. You may need a better marketing approach or a stronger identity. The people at Gall Graphics can help your business get noticed. They can help with creative and colorful graphic design, identity development, color printing, direct mailing, signage, and display graphics, all as inexpensively as possible. So call Art Jackson or one of the creative staff at Gall Graphics at 602-291-8255. That's 602-291-8255.
Did you know that some ethnic groups have an AIDS infection rate 8 to 14 times that of white Americans? Did you know that there are powerful foreign interest groups behind the push for more and more restrictive gun control laws? And that their goal is to disarm American citizens so that we can never rebel against tyranny? American citizens need to know the truth. That's why you need the National Vanguard Books Catalog. For only $1, they will send you their big book catalog for patriots, listing over 400 books, tapes, and videos that the censors of political correctness don't want you to see. Send $1 today to National Vanguard Books, Department R, Post Office Box 90, Hillsboro, West Virginia, 24946. That's National Vanguard Books, Department R, Post Office Box 90, Hillsboro, West Virginia, 24946.
Arizona's lifestyle has motivated many thousands to flee other parts of the country or even the world in search of a peace of mind that comes with wide open spaces and a pioneer spirit. The experts at Paragon Realty have been catering for the past 20 years to those that wish to have their dream homes tailor-made to fit their new lifestyle. Paragon Realty's reputation of integrity and professionalism has helped them develop close relationships with architects and custom home builders, landowners, and lenders to give your unique dream physical form. ParagonRealtyAZ.com, the first and last stop for those of you that know how to tailor-make a lifestyle that fits your discriminating taste. Whether it's acres of a privacy oasis in the foothills of Carefree or the stunning beauty of Sedona, every client of Paragon Realty is served to complete satisfaction. Contact Paragon Realty at 602-686-2800 or at ParagonRealtyAZ.com, the next step to making your Arizona dream come true. This is Ernest Hancock from Declare Your Independence, Monday through Friday on KFNX 1100 AM, telling you what I have been telling all my close friends for the past 6 years. Computech is where I get all of my car repairs. Computech's owner, Sam Reynolds, has never taken advantage of me and has always treated those I know that are less knowledgeable about auto repairs with as much integrity and respect as the best shade tree mechanic. Computech's prices and service has taken me out from under my car's hood for good. Computech is located on the southwest corner of 7th Street and Highland and can be reached at 602-240-6022 or through my webpage at ErnestHancock.com. Computech takes Saturday appointments, has a shuttle service, and best of all, has a flawless record with me, Ernest Hancock, for over 6 years and five autos. Computech Auto Service at 7th Street and Highland, 602-240-6022. Sam Reynolds Computech, at last an honest auto repair shop.
1100 KFNX, Arizona's talk station.
Yeah, they got to be free, or what happens, Sherry? You press people long enough, hard enough, you know, you think they might have something to say about it?
I think so, and it's coming to that point now.
Well, why do you think so? I mean, why now and not 10 years ago? I've been in this fight a long time ago, and it's what you came to realize in 2000. We knew in the late 80s. I mean, you know, none of this has been a real secret. Do you think communication, maybe the Internet had something to do with it?
Yeah, definitely. That's what I was going to say. The Internet has a lot to do with it because the information is more easily accessible, where before you had to go to a library or even go and actually have to purchase the codes and regulations. You can get the Internal Revenue Manual and codes and regulations and that information online.
Well, you know, then what? I mean, let's say we have it in the school system. Let's say every single graduating senior right now knows that we should not be able, should be forced to pay the income tax, but when they go get their paycheck, it's taken out automatically anyway. I mean, my daughter, my children, as they work, they all work. We had our own family restaurant. They've been working since they were, dang, you know, in fifth grade, you know. So when they get their paychecks, you know, of course, I paid them cash. It's a libertarian thing. But, you know, now that, you know, we don't have the restaurant anymore and they're working, some of a couple of them are at the same restaurant. Well, what happens is now they're getting paychecks and they're looking at this and they go, hey, man, what's up with this? What's all these little initials here? Who just put a gun in my face and robbed me? Well, it was done automatically as a threat to the employer. You know, what's going to stop that?
Right. The employer is going to have to get educated and make a decision also, because at some point or another, I hear that there's some lawsuits in process. I don't know personally of any, but I know that several people, individuals, have educated their employers, and their employers are now not withholding from them.
Now, there was an organization that I became aware of within the last, 6 months before I sold my restaurant, and it was out of Texas, and we did do employee leasing. I had a company here in East Valley that all of the employees were hired by them. They did all the administration. They paid all the taxes. They did everything for me, and all I did is said, you know, okay, here's their hours. This is their rate. How much is the check that I write for? And it included all the costs. So they took care of that for me. Now, that option was also available through another company out of Texas that I became aware of that did not do employee withholding taxes, okay? They did not take them out. So then, of course, your employees got paid a lot more, and I, you know, they were the employer as opposed to me. I just leased the employees from them. Now, they did that for some years, and then all of a sudden, the IRS said, you know, this is getting out of hand. We got to go break that up. So they went after them, too.
Right.
So it's always about a gun.
Right. It's about a gun. Right is right and wrong is wrong. And are you going to stand up and push the gun back, or are you going to wimp out? That's the question.
Well, you know, these people, they have livelihoods that they know they're right, but now they're, you know, looking at enormous court costs, you know, the jail time, or at least they're sitting in jail, or they have, like, Bernie Kuglin, she had a dozen jackboots come to her home, you know? Yeah, you may be right, but you know what? We got gun. So I understand you're absolutely right, and it's not that I'm not supporting you.
Right.
I want to make sure that people understand the decision that you're making here.
Yes, you really have to count the cost. I have children, and people have looked at me and they said, "Sherry, you have 9 letters behind your name. I know you're probably right, but you know I'm too afraid to fight against the IRS." And that's them. And you know, one guy even said to me, "You know, I've learned more from you in the last 5 minutes talking to you than I have all my life. I'm too afraid to deal with them personally. What can I do to help?" And my answer to him was, go ahead and get the word out. If you're too afraid to stop filing, I don't tell people to file and pay, and I don't tell people not to file and pay. I tell them to educate themselves, and if they decide to get off the plantation, then there are others out there that they can get more information from. If they want to stay on the plantation, then they just need to go out and tell others what's going on.
When you say on the plantation, when you equate this to slavery?
This is slavery. It's nothing less than slavery.
So,
I'm sure you can tell I'm black. Black folks have been through this long enough. I mean, everybody's in it. This is a racially unifying issue, not a racially divisive issue. And really, I'm trying to get people like Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson and those so-called black leaders to look at this thing. And I think they're even scared of it. You know, they'll talk about everything else, racial profiling and all this, and not enough blacks on TV, which doesn't amount to a hill of beans. But when you start talking about things that affect this country, you know, they're going to run and scatter.
I got to ask you this, you know, Sherry, you know, being, how are you registered philosophically? I mean, one, do you even vote? And if you vote, are you, can you consider yourself more big government, less government? You take away this revenue source to the government, that's going to mean less government. How much less government are you looking for?
The amount that the Constitution says is supposed to be there. There's a limited government in the Constitution. Any money that they need outside of the imposts, excise duties, and tariffs, they're supposed to petition the state, and the states are supposed to make the decisions, and then they're the people. Because if I have a problem with Governor Roy Barnes of Georgia, I can go down to the Capitol. But it's harder to go through a bureaucracy that's all the way up in Washington, D.C. That's the way this country was set up. It was set up. It was going to work.
But yeah, you know, you bring up, let's go ahead and update the audience on what you're talking about a little bit, and I'll try and explain it real fast. What she's talking about is that the federal government was only to be funded by tariffs and excise, and, you know, just there was a limited amount of revenue streams that were provided for the federal government in our Constitution. Now, it said, that's it. That's all you guys get. Now, that was to fund the courts, you know, to be a third-party arbiter, you know, instead of it being like it is now. It used to be, okay, we have this person with a grievance against this person, so we will be the third party. We'll, instead of having, you know, drive-by shootings, we'll go ahead and have this court system that is a third-party, disinterested party. Well, then it evolved into a point where they have this legalized theft, and you have the person that has a grievance, and then sitting at the other table is someone representing the government that's paid for by the government and this tax that you're trying to do away with, that's being judged by a judge that gets the same paycheck, okay? So it really becomes unbalanced. And when you say checks and balances, you have the legislative, executive, and judicial. What happens when they all combine against the rights of the individual? There's no checks and balance against them combining against us. You know, they were just talking about checks and balances against each other. Well, what happens when they all lockstep against you? You know, and you go, wow, well, that's when we were in big trouble. Now, what happened was the other taxes that they were to get from the states, and then the states were to get them and equally apply, it was to be equally applied against all Americans. Then it was up to the state to get that money in whatever form they could, tax, however they were to do it, get it out from underneath the couch cushions, however they wanted to do it, and then they would make it available to the states to the federal government through the state government. Well, they just kind of bypassed that, and they did what they called, then when they passed the income tax amendment. Now, is the income tax, it's an amendment to the Constitution, is it not?
They consider the income tax amendment the 16th Amendment, but much research has been done, especially by Bill Benson, to show that it was never properly ratified. There was not a two-thirds vote yes in the Congress. It was 48 states back then, and they do not have. He went to every archive of every state of the 48 states that were around back then, and there was not two-thirds vote. So they just stamped it okay. That's just another one of those things that they've done to it.
Yeah, now I've heard that too, but again, you know, you got to go to who to adjudicate that. You're going to go to the federal court system and said, you know what, by your rules, you didn't do it right. And they go, yeah, we did. Next case.
No, they said that's a legislative issue. When we went to the legislature, they said that's a judicial issue. So they're passing it around like a hot potato. But that's, you know, it's really mute because some of the Supreme Court cases say that the 16th Amendment didn't give Congress any new taxing power. What we have here is some codes and regulations that have been manipulated over the years to make you think that you owe income tax. That's the issue.
So I agree with all, I've heard all of these arguments, and you have to have, you know, from what little research I've done in each one of these, I go, yep, I see it, you're right. So what? I mean, you know, it comes down to the person with the gun, and we gotta always, on the show, you'll hear me say this a lot, you know, a few things. One, you determine who the good guys and the bad guys are by one simple test. There are those that wish to be left alone, and those that won't leave them alone. And when you have the government coming after people going to take what's yours without your permission, that makes them a bad guy. They're not leaving you alone. Then you have, you know, like, you know, freedom good, government bad. I mean, that's pretty simple. You know, you can, you know, come to that conclusion based on a whole bunch of stuff. But, and then it comes down to, you know, who is it that's not leaving you alone? Well, they have a shiny badge, a clipboard, and a gun. They always got a gun. Never forget they got a gun, and the only way to defend against that is with a gun, and eventually it will come down to that. But we're going to talk about what the solution is going to be with Sherry after we come back in 1100 KFNX, Arizona's talk station. Declare your independence with me, Ernest Hancock. Sounds like Sherry Jackson's ready to declare her independence with relative amount of force. We're going to talk to her about that when we come back. We'll be right back.
Here's your current KFNX weather forecast.
Good afternoon, Arizona. This is Kaja Brown with your 1245 update. Let's start out with today's high, 97. Tonight we're looking for clear skies and a low near 75. Current statewide temperature, 69 in Flagstaff, 84 in Tucson, up in Prescott at 73. Here at the KFNX studios in downtown Phoenix, 89 degrees.
Right now, this ad is reaching thousands of people. Do you run a business, and would you like to tell thousands of people about your unique business and what you have to offer? Why not tell them right here? You're listening, and so are potential customers. Call one of our marketing professionals right now at 602-277-1100 and learn how you can cost-effectively grow your business.
Get more customers now. AM 1100 KFNX is the place to promote your business.
A Freedom Supporting Business since 1986 has joined the Declare Your Independence show. Motivity Auto Detailing is a fully mobile and self-contained service, serving the Valley's auto detailing needs for over 17 years. Motivity provides full auto detailing, including cleaning of all fixtures, vents, dash, door panels, shampooing of carpets and upholstery, engine degreasing, polishing of chrome, scrubbing of tires, dressing of all rubber and vinyl, washing, and Motivity's own multi-step buffing process and glazing that gives you a swirl-free, high-gloss finish. The price for maintaining your investment is much less than you think at only $154.95, and you are satisfied before you pay. Other packages are available. Using only the finest products and techniques, it is easy to see why Motivity is a leader in the auto detailing industry. For personal, friendly, and professional service, call to schedule your appointment today by calling 602-264-5111. That's 602-264-5111. The owners of Denon Photo have been longtime supporters of individual liberty and self-responsibility. And this means that Denon Photo has been getting my family's photography business for over 5 years. Denon Photo, just north of Glendale Avenue on 7th Street, does custom printing from any digital media, negative slides, or old photos in need of custom restoration. When I want vibrant and true color for a special photograph, I count on Denon Photo to make sure that a precious moment in my life is custom printed on paper rated to last over 70 years. Real photographs. Remember them? From film or any digital media, Denon Photo has the technology and artists available to provide you with the quality and service that many have thought long lost. DenonPhoto.com, DinonPhoto.com, can answer many questions for you. Denon Photo is located on 7th Street, just north of Glendale, at 7036 North 7th Street in Phoenix. Stop by Denon Photo for your processing and get a free roll of film when you tell them that you, too, are a supporter of individual liberty.
Attention homeowners, would you like to know what your home is worth? If you're thinking of selling your home, pricing it correctly is one of the most important factors to guarantee that it will sell more quickly. That's where I can help. My name is Donna Hancock, and I'm a real estate agent with Century 21 Camelview Realty. In addition to preparing a comparative market analysis that will provide you with the information necessary to correctly price your home, ask me about my comprehensive marketing plan that will give you the maximum exposure in marketing your property. If you're in the market to buy a home, I've provided a way for you to browse the multiple listing service at your leisure from my webpage at DonnaHancock.com. Just click on the View Listings tab and type in your parameters for a quick and easy way to search for the home you've been looking for. Either way, whether you're in the market to buy or sell, I've made it easy for you. What you will get is professional, confidential, and experienced service from a reputable real estate agent. What you won't get is somebody wasting your time. So call me, Donna Hancock, Century 21 Camelview Realty, 602-828-1819, or visit my webpage at DonnaHancock.com.
It's Wise Trade Live. Your financial future can be secure with a wise decision. From coast to coast and around the world, the information you need to be on top, the necessity of good investing. It's Wise Trade Live. Your hosts, George Thompson and Tony Marino, have the know-how to tell you how. Wise Trade Live. Call toll-free 1-877-266-SHOW. 1-877-266-SHOW.
Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. on KFNX.
1100 KFNX, Arizona's talk station.
And we're back on 1100 KFNX, Arizona's talk station, with Sherry Jackson. She's a former IRS agent that came to the realization that she was a bad guy all those years ago. Well, now she's mad. But, this Sunday, she's going to be speaking at the We the People function after the Freedom Summit at the Grace Inn in Ahwatukee. Now, Sunday afternoon at about 4 o'clock, they're going to be starting this, and it'll go for at least 4 hours. They've got a lot of great speakers there, of which one is Sherry. Now, Sherry, I would imagine, being one, it's a Freedom Summit, and certainly We the People Foundation, are people going to be taking city buses in and leaving their cars at home so they don't get their license plate taken down? I mean, how bad is it getting?
I don't know. I've heard people do that. I've heard that they park, with their license plates against the glass so that they can't see. I don't know. But, fear is not an option at this point. The founding fathers weren't fearful, or we wouldn't be where we are. Some of them got drawn and quartered. I don't even know if you know what that is. But they pledged their lives their sacred honor and their wealth to get where we are now. You know, we have a lot of heroes and a lot of statesmen that got us this far, and we can't just let it go just because we're afraid that somebody's going to come knocking at our door with some guns.
That's my favorite slogan I see on the back of truck windows: no fear. You know, that's the first thing in the Matrix. You got to remove all doubt, all fear. That's the first thing. Fear is the mind killer in the movie The Dune, you know, in Dune. And I'm going, you know, that's the first thing that they want to do. And, in fact, that's what has got them all of these bills and legislation to give them all this power that they have recently with the Patriot Act and Homeland Defense and so on. They have you afraid. Stop being afraid. Now, you know, for me, I've been an activist for a long time. I have no illusion of, you know, how kind government is. I mean, they're not here to help me. So, a lot of people go, how are you still breathing? You know, I can't believe the stuff you say and the people you have on your radio program. And I'm going, you know, it's not from a lack of knowledge. It's just that, you know, if I was afraid, they already won.
Right, exactly. And we can't let it get to that point. There are people that are waking up, and, you know, thank God for those people that are waking up, but we need to wake up more people.
And do what? I mean, you know, they say, yeah, I'm not paying. Well, right. Is there another step? I mean, first they dress up, as Indians and throw some tea in the harbor, and there will be, I'm sure, an equivalent, you know, going on. We've done quite a few things around here in Arizona just to have fun. But there's also a next step. I mean, there's going to be force enforcement. They've already threatened. The IRS has made it clear recently in press releases, we are answering these questions with force. They haven't him and hawed around about it. They're doing it. Then what?
Right. Well, different people are taking different actions, and that's up to the individual. Some people are still trying to get their congressmen and their senators to listen to, you know, what we have to say and get our questions answered. Some people have actually started, you know, gathering arms. You know, that's the one extreme to the other. So each individual has to figure out what he or she wants to do about the situation. But I know one thing, you better be educated. So that's where I am right now. I'm educating as many people as I can and to make sure that they understand where we are and where we need to be. Then they can make an informed choice, because a lot of times the television and the movies and all that get us to act out of emotionalism, and that's wrong. That's the wrong thing to do. We need to act out of knowledge.
We need to be Vulcans that have come to the logical conclusion that we need to kick the living snot out of the big bad government. Bart, he's been holding for a long time. Go ahead, Bart. What do you have to say?
Ernest, my friend, and particularly Sherry, your guest, I agree with you 100%, Sherry, and also with Ernest. And the thing is, to strike for freedom, you have to abandon fear, because that's a result of cowardice. Cowardice is the fundamental flaw from which all ill results. And good for you, Sherry. Fight the good fight and continue to persevere and stand up for the 10th Amendment to the Constitution, which limited the powers of the federal government. And in some cases, the 14th is in conflict with it, because one person objecting cannot upset all of the rest of the people.
You know, one thing that he brings up, Sherry, is that, you know, we have the Constitution that, you know, is supposed to protect us from these things. Well, not really the Constitution. I'm not a big Constitution fan. You know, the Bill of Rights, man, I'm all over the Bill of Rights. But if you look at the Constitution, it was all about powers, you know. And the libertarians of the time said, hey, whoa, let's put some limits on those powers, you know. You got power. Let's do a little bit of Bill of Rights thing. So let's, you know, separate those two. The Constitution and the Bill of Rights are not necessarily the same thing. A lot of people say, I support the Constitution. Well, you probably don't. You know, you're probably more thinking of the Bill of Rights.
Right.
Now, when he's talking about we have these provisions in the Constitution to protect us, you know, again, pieces of paper. You know, it's always going to come down. It says what the person with the gun says it says. So I want to know, how prepared are you to take that extra step? I mean, is there a plan for you? You're going to quietly go handcuffed into the good night, or is there a point at which you would say, you know, I'm going off grid? I mean, you know, how far are you willing to take this?
I dare not say that. Oh, I don't want to give out my secrets over on the air.
Yeah, no, I understand.
Let's say this. I have plans in place, you know. And I know that they have the big gun. You know, I'm not living in some fantasy world. I know that they could come at any moment and knock my door down and all of that stuff like that. But there are plans in place.
You know, one thing that's of interest, a lot of people, they think that libertarians are going to be the ones to lead the way. Don't count on it. You know, we have no allegiance to anything other than our family.
Right.
You know, we have friends. You know, matter of fact, my partner on the Freedom Summit, he's coming back today from over a week in New Zealand.
Mm-hmm.
There's a whole bunch of libertarians that said, I'm out of here.
Mm-hmm.
And this Wednesday, we have a couple of libertarians are starting their own colony on a Caribbean island.
Right.
So we're like, you know, we don't have no obligation to save you guys.
Right.
You guys
want to
be, you know, slaves, you go around on the head. We're escaping. We're heading north.
Right. There are people to say that, but there are others to say, okay, well, you know, I do, you know, I want to save my children, but I want to save the children down the street too, and those are the ones that, you know, we've got to realize that this is a fight, and it's not going to be easy, but if you give up on it, then you are a slave. Again, we are slaves. I've written a one-pager called Did You Know That You're a Slave? And I'll have, you know, when I'm at the Freedom Summit, I'll actually bring, you know, things, information, free information, handouts for people to start on their quest if they haven't already started researching this information.
And I'm glad you're doing that. Now, the thing is, that's one thing at the Freedom Summit. A lot of people complain. That's why we have the We the People. That's going to be its own seminar after the summit, a concentrated, you know, high-quality list of people. It's free. You come, you go to that. But, you know, the Freedom Summit itself, we have this is where the greatest minds of the modern freedom movement come together. Every year we do this, and it's an update. You know, where are we now? And we have been very fortunate to have some great minds tell us what's going on, but we don't spend a lot of time on the income tax because we all already know it. We are the ones, we get it. We don't need to spend time on it. But you're right, there's a lot of people that don't. So we went ahead and made available the facility for you guys to come in and all those free that want to go. It's at the Grace Inn in Ahwatukee this Sunday afternoon. You'll be there about 3:00. You get all ready to get in there because there's limited seating. But it's going to be grins and giggles. But the thing is now you have this information and you'll make use of it. But then what? I mean, you know, you have to understand that, you know, being right doesn't go up against the might of a government gun that says, you know what, your right is trumped by my might, you know? So, Sherry, I think what you're doing is fantastic. I appreciate you being as forthright as you are. And you're right. Being black, you know, gives you an advantage. Hopefully you'll take that as a, you know, an opportunity to approach the Al Sharptons and Jesse Jacksons of the world and saying, hey, you know, I got off the plantation. Let's help everybody else, too, but you know, I'm afraid that they're going to want to use the money to redistribute how they want to, and you're going to have that to overcome. So good luck to you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sherry, and thank you for listening. You know, keep in mind, tomorrow we have the Goldwater Institute talking about some more freedom issues here on 1100 KFNX, Arizona's talk station on Declare Your Independence. Hold on, Sherry, I want to talk to you for a little bit. I'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock. Join Ernest every Monday through